Greed is the complaint leveled at U.S. Bank by an Oregon union. They claim the bank is making money at the expense of underemployed and out-of-work Oregonians, and they say it's got to stop. The bank says there's more to the story than meets the eye. I'm Dave Adams. Late last week, about a dozen members of the Service Employees International Union picketed at one of the 3rd Street U.S. Bank locations in Bend. Anita Peikoff is with SEIU.
It's a rather cold day here in front of U.S. Bank 3rd Street Bend. Why are you here?
I'm here for a very important cause, and that is that this Relia card, and what this is about is the state of Oregon signed a contract with U.S. Bank to issue these Relia cards. But in the process of doing that, the bank has taken advantage. Not only are they receiving money from the state, but they're also charging people who have the Relia card phenomenal service fees. This needs to stop.
Describe some of these fees. How much are they?
Can be as much as $75.
For what?
When you use your Relia card, if you go to a gas station, the gas station owner doesn't tell you, but the bank has put a freeze on them to hold $75 of whatever you receive in unemployment insurance. Okay? So what happens after that is the person goes to the grocery store, buys a bunch of groceries, and finds out that the gas stations and the bank stopped their funds. They don't have any funds.
There's more to the story, and we'll have it after this from Home Federal Bank.
You know, with all the stories about banks in the news, I decided I'd try something safe. So I withdrew all my money, and I put it in my dog Spike's doghouse. After all, I trust my dog, but when I needed a loan, well, let's just say that he wasn't very helpful. Fortunately, I found a better way. Home Federal Bank. They're every bit as trustworthy as Spike. Strong, stable. Unlike other banks, Home Federal Bank is a local, well-managed bank that is one of the highest capitalized banks in the country. Home Federal never needed government assistance, and they have money to lend. Sure, they may not run after your frisbee when you throw it, but if you need a loan or just want to make sure your money is in a secure, well-managed bank, they're like a best friend.
You're safe and sound at home. Federal. Home Federal Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
SEIU has a history of complaining against U.S. Bank. Regarding fees, the banks say the fees are only charged for the 3rd and subsequent ATM transactions, but there are no fees on any number of debit transactions, just like many other debit cards. In fact, the bank says SEIU should look at fees on their own card. U.S. Bank says the Relia card program saves the state of Oregon many, many thousands of dollars by not having to print checks and mail them, and the recipients have the money available immediately. As you listen to some of the comments of the protesters, it seems like other issues might be fueling the passion as well.
U.S. Bank is part of a group that got our country into this fiscal crisis, and now they're making money off the backs of single parents and the unemployed. That's wrong for America, and it's wrong for Oregon. The state of Oregon needs to look closely at all contracts as they have for supplies and services. Again, you know, all we're asking is that its U.S. Bank follows the same pattern as other states.
In the list we saw, Oregon was listed with 9 other states. Oregon was the only state in which fees were charged for the 3rd and subsequent ATM transactions. No one charged for debit transactions, including Oregon. The bank says due to the changing economy, banks are having to look at fees on an overall scale to replace revenues in this down economy and is not picking on the underemployed or unemployed. Of the number of cars that were driving past the protesters' location on 3rd Street in Bend late last week, the number of waves and horn honking seemed to indicate that quite a few people in Bend agree with the protesters, or at least are not happy with the banks. Or maybe just frustrated with the overall economy. I'm Dave Adams. Take 5 is a production of 1110 KBND Radio News. Depend on us.